The traveler, musafir. There are two underlying principles. If we are going to define somebody as a traveler, a journeyman, then there are two conditions that need to be met for that person to be a traveler. Firstly, is that he's traveling on a journey, moving along, not stopping, moving along. And secondly, the second point, element, is that he needs to have a destination where he wants to go. So if these two conditions are not met, then we cannot term that person, define that person as a traveler, because a traveler doesn't stop. Maybe he stops for a very short time, but then he continues on the journey, the traveler. And if he's traveling, then there's a destination. If a person's traveling, moving, and he doesn't have a destination, then he's not a traveler. He doesn't know where he's going. He's lost. We cannot say, then we'll say that person is off tracks, deviated. He's going here, left and right, up. He doesn't know where he's going. No destination, no direction. So the traveler, to be a traveler, lazim, essential to have these two conditions met. He's traveling, moving, and he has a destination that he's traveling to. So this is the situation with the regards to the journey to the akhirah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we are all musafirs. Yes, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, then that's it. We are all travelers. And if we are travelers, if the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said we are travelers, then the two conditions definitely will be met. We are traveling, we'll be moving along on a journey in a direction, and there'll be a destination at the end of it. Definitely, if these two things aren't present, then how can we be travelers? How can we be musafirs? But if the Prophet of Allah has said it, then we most definitely are. And most definitely these two elements are in our lives. We are not people of stop. We're moving. And where we are moving to? To our destination of the hereafter. So the musafir, the traveler, is moving, going on a journey. And he should have a destination, an end point to which he is going to. So now for this, the most important thing for a traveler to get to the destination, the most important thing for the traveler is the straight path, the direct route. Obviously, if somebody is a traveler and he's got a destination, he knows where he's going, but he doesn't have the direct route, straightforward route, path, then he'll get lost. He'll go this way and that way and that way and this way and left and right, and he won't get to the destination. For this reason, we need to see when a person embarks on a journey, when he travels, bus, a car, plane, a boat, a ship, then he prepares. He prepares the route. Nowadays, there are gadgets, devices in the car, route master and maps, and you can look into where you're going. The route, the directions, you can find out, determine the easiest or most straightforward way. So, for example, when we go into we put the postcode in and we say, give us the direct route, and it guides us, it tells us where to go. That turn here, go this way, go that way, shortest distance, direct route. So the most important thing for a traveler is the route, the way, the straightforward way, the direct way. The more the direct and straight the route will be, then the easier you will get to your destination. So now, we are travelers to the hereafter, and the most important thing for us is what? The straight path. If the path is not straight, then what will we be? We will be deviated people in the world with regards to the dunya. So if it's in a worldly sense, we'll be lost. We'll be lost if we don't know where we're going in the world. But with regards to the hereafter, that person will be deviated. He will not be able to get to his destination because his journey is not straightforward. It's not the correct journey. So what's the straight path? In the world, the straight path will take you from A to B. Hereafter, it will take you to success. So Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman, and Alhamdulillah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has defined to us the straight path, the correct path, the right path. And the greatest kitab, book which guides us, tells us our deen, the Qur'an-i Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an has told us. He has defined to us totally, completely, he has guided us. The straight path, with regards to the right path. Because without going on the straight path, a person cannot get to the destination. Without going on the correct path, you cannot get to the destination. So we see that Allah Ta'ala in this Qur'an-i-Kareem, which is our greatest guide, through which, via which we get the guidance for every part of the deen from the Qur'an, and via the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala gave us the Qur'an. So if we see in the Qur'an, you can see the selection of the first surah, Surah Fatiha, Al-Fatiha, Allah ta'ala has given to us in the Qur'an. Subhanallah. Now Surah Al-Fatiha, with regards to virtues, it's a very great surah, and we're not able to go through the fadail of that now. But if we understand that, why did Allah Ta'ala start the Quran with this surah, Surah Al-Fatiha? Yes, because first come in the Quran comes Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah initiated the Quran with Surah Al-Fatiha. Now this Surah Al-Fatiha, it is one surah from the whole Quran which was revealed completely in one go. Yes, so before that no surah was revealed completely before Surah Al-Fatiha. And the second quality you can understand of the Quran is that you could say that this is the summary of the Quran, or the essence of the Quran, the Surah Al-Fatiha. Reason being, how can it be the essence of the Quran, the summary of the Quran? Why? Because in this whole Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala has instilled something for which there's importance of this Surah, and that's what we ordered in Salah, that in every Rak'ah unit we have to recite the Surah in Nafl, voluntary Salah, Sunnah Salah, Fard Salah, compulsory Salah. This Surah has to be recited. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has put a dua, a prayer for the person who's begging to Allah, pleading to Allah, has given us a method. And in this surah, the soul of this surah is a dua, it's a prayer, supplication. And in that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the guidance, the route. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. And the rest of the Quran is the commentary and detailed guidance of this one verse. The whole Quran is the commentary of this one verse in this Surah Al-Fatiha. Ihdina siratal mustaqim, show us the straight path. So we're saying in this dua, Allah, show us the straight path. And the rest of the Quran is the detailed commentary of this verse. It's the explanation of this verse. Subhanallah. Yes, so in Surah Fatiha we accept that Allah, in this world, in your creation, nothing can be blessed unless it is not started with the name of Allah. No action, nothing. So Surah Al-Fatiha starts like this. Subhanallah. Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah Ta'ala's quality, attributes, His names. Three names are mentioned here. And with the barakah of this, everything comes. If you read the whole Quran, everything is with the barakah of this. So Allah Ta'ala gave us this. And Allah, you are Rabb. You are the Lord. Rabbil Alameen. Not of one thing, Rabbil Alameen. All of the worlds you have created, you look after them. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to you, Allah. All praises to you. If we say that this mountain is beautiful, then in reality we are praising you, Allah, because you created this mountain. If we look at the whole of the universe, whatever we praise and look and we glorify, we'll be glorifying who? Praising who? Who created all of this? Allah. So we say, Alhamdulillah. Allah, all praises are to you. We are stood on the bank of the ocean, the sea. We see it looks so beautiful when we are praising the sea. We are praising Allah. What a beautiful ocean you made, Allah. What a beautiful mountain you made, Allah. What a beautiful tree you've made. What beautiful waterfalls you've made. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to you, O Allah, because you have created everything. The Creator who makes, He is the one who's praised. You don't praise the production, what is produced. You praise the Creator. And Allah, you are Rahman. You are the Beneficent. You are Ar-Rahim, the Merciful. You aren't just Rahman. You are not just the Beneficent. You are Rahim. You are beyond that. You are merciful. And then we also say, we accept in this surah, the verses are continuing, aren't they? We say, Allah, in reality, you are the Malik, the owner. You are owner today. You are the owner of tomorrow. You are the king. You are the emperor, the supreme controller and master. Maliki yawmiddin, when the world will end, that day it will be your kingdom also. All of these safat qualities, a person says, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik. We keep saying this, Allah's qualities, attributes, Allah's power, everything. We continue and he accepts and he believes. And then he says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. That Allah, if this is all due to you, only a foolish will be a person who if he praises and worships anyone else except you, will be stupid, he will be foolish, must be mad, he must be a stupid person. We cannot accept that somebody can leave Allah with all his greatness and glory and power and he goes and prostrates someone else. No. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. To thee alone we worship, Allah, thee alone we worship. So Allah, it will be your servanthood. We cannot worship anyone else. We accept you are Ilah. You are Rabb. So here then, after all the praising, the servant requests Allah. He pleads to Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah, thee alone we worship. Thee alone we ask for help, Allah. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah, it's to you we ask for help. To you. So here now the servant's asking for help. For assistance. Allah, please help me. Allah, assist me. I accept. And here, a beautiful point comes after asking for Allah's help. What does he say? Then he presents the real request. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Allah, give me, show me the straight path. I need to come to the destination, Allah. I'm traveling to the destination. On the way, there are many barriers of the desires. Shaitan, for example, you say you're going to London. There are thousands of ways to get to London. For example, give me a route that I can get directly to London quickly, easily. So here the servant says, oh Allah, my Lord, after accepting everything, Allah, I'm asking you for help. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. What is the help I'm asking, Allah? إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Allah, show us the straight path. Show me the straight path. SubhanAllah. So now we need to understand a point. Look, SubhanAllah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us clearly, very vividly, transparent, that for a human being the most important thing is the straight path, otherwise he cannot get to his destination. And the straight path is not in your hands. Yes, you can try. You cannot get to the straight path through your own efforts and attempts and trying. You cannot get to the straight path through your brain power and wisdom, through your efforts, through your brain, through your wisdom. In no way can you get to the straight path. If you want to attain the straight path, for that Allah Ta'ala said, what? There's only one thing. And what is that? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Ask from Allah for help, assistance. Ask Allah for help. In other words, you have to supplicate to Allah, plead to Allah. It is lazim. If you want the straight path, it's essential. If you want the straight path, then do dua to Allah. Oh Allah, you alone will show me the straight path. I cannot get to the straight path. I cannot get to the straight path. I cannot get it through my mind, through my brain, through my attempts. Even if I'm reading the Quran, that there are people who read the Quran, they're off track, they're deviated. It's Allah who will give the straight path. You can study knowledge, Quran, tafsir, commentary, you won't get the straight path. You'll only get the straight path through one thing. Until a person does not ask Allah, plead to Allah, supplicate Allah, give me the straight path, show me the straight path. And then you will not get the genuine path which will take you to the destination of the hereafter. You can try, attempts, use your brain, your intellect and your thoughts and understanding. You can try and read the Quran, understand it. If you don't do dua, if you pick up the Quran and say, I want the straight path, then I can. The Quran says itself, there are many people who are deviated because they are not adopting the right method. This surah explains the greatness of this surah is this, that this secret is hidden in this surah. Yes, the straight path, the secret behind the straight path, Allah says, ask me for the straight path. Whatever you ask from me, subhanAllah, whoever says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, whether he's mushrik and person who doesn't believe, deviated, and he's doing whatever he wants, but when he says from his mouth, I want the straight path, Allah says, immediately, Allah says, I've told you my principle, that person then is given the straight path. Allah says, I demonstrate, I give him, I show him, I illustrate the straight path. Now you can try through your efforts to get the straight path. You can think you've achieved it. I've got ulum and knowledge. Allah says, you'll never get to the destination. You'll be deviated. Because Allah Ta'ala stated, instructed, ask me for the straight path. Ask me for my help. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What does this mean? This is the door to paradise. You know this kalima that I'm explaining to you? This is the door to Jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, a great companion, and once this kalama was recited in front of him, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This kalama was recited. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he recited this kalama, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you know what the meaning of this kalama is you recited? Subhanallah, such a great companion. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, high status, knowledge, uloom, plentiful knowledge he had. Very high status, beloved companion of the Prophet. He said, oh Prophet of Allah, I just recited this, I don't have the knowledge for this. The Prophet of Allah then gave him the commentary, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, this is the door to paradise. Why? Because this is showing you the path to paradise. There's no power, no ability except by Allah's permission. If you understand the reality of this kalima, you'll reach to paradise. What is this? It's so valuable a kalima. Allah, it is your power. Without your power, I can never prevent myself from committing the sin. It's your power. Without your power and permission, Allah, without, it's your power that stops me from sinning. Otherwise, I can never stop sinning. The person assigns himself to his Lord, to Allah. I am humble, I am low, Allah. I can't do this. It's your power, Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nor can I without your power or your help, I cannot do this. If you were not to assist me, I cannot even prostrate, I can't even raise my hands, I cannot pray salah. So in other words, what does it mean? For these two things, I need to submit to you, oh Allah. Allah, give me your blessings. Allah, make me a person who prays salah. Allah, make me a worshipper. Allah, show me the straight path. And if you don't ask Allah, if you don't plead and beg, if you don't make the dua supplication, you can't do it yourself. You can't, because remember, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. For this we need Allah's power, Allah's assistance, Allah's help. So what we realize here, what we learn is that Surah Al-Fatiha, the beauty, the essence of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, and the whole of the Quran is the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha, because it's telling us a great message. To get the straight path, you have to do an action, you have to do dua, supplicate to Allah, pray to Allah, plead to Allah. That's why in every salah we do dua to Allah. When we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, so we don't understand the meaning of it. What are we asking from Allah? We're asking for this. Oh Allah, help me, assist me, show me the straight path. Allah, show us the straight path. So this should be the habit of a human being, of the mu'min. If he wants to stay on the right path, straight path, always he should be asking from Allah, Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, show me the straight path. Allah's promise that if you ask me for the straight path, if you ask me, then I'll keep you on the straight path. The reason for people who are deviated off the tracks is they don't ask from Allah. They don't ask from Allah. They all think, I am the man, I'm fine, I have reached, I have achieved. No, whoever it is, any human being, Allah says, doesn't matter who that person is, if he asks from me for the straight path, I'll give it to him. Yes, I've seen in my life various people who've become, who are Muslim. I asked them, when became Muslim, what is it that brought you towards the path of Islam? How did you become Muslim? What is that thought or feeling that arose? And various people, mostly people, replied to me. The response was this, that I just said, I don't know what power it is, but if you can guide us, then we want the right path. We don't know what it is. Should I be this or that, or this religion, that religion, that religion? But, oh Creator out there, we just asked for guidance, and Allah Ta'ala brought us to Islam. Allah guided us. I've heard this. In my life, regularly I've seen this. They didn't read the Quran, they didn't read Hadith, they didn't hear a speech, they just asked Allah. They requested Allah, Allah's promise, whoever asks me, I'll show him the straight path. I'll guide him to the straight path. So one thing, remember, the human being should pray for that thing which he wants. A human being, if he doesn't have a desire, need, he won't make the prayer for it. For example, if I want water, then I'll request water. If I want a son, I'll say, Allah, give me a son. Whatever you want, have a need, requirement, you will ask for that from Allah. So why don't we make this dua? Because we don't have this desire. Why don't we have this desire? The reason is that nafs and shaitan, they have suppressed this desire. This desire of ours for the straight path, nafs and shaitan have suppressed it, crushed it, buried it, buried it. And they've buried it in such a way, they've injected these thoughts and evil whispers in our ears and minds and hearts, that somebody's off track, deviated, he's sinful, He is doing wrong actions, and nafs and shaitan suppress his desire. Then what's the point of you asking Allah for the straight path? How can you come on the right path? You're not even doing good actions. How is this dua of yours going to be accepted? But remember one point here. Remember one point. In no way or form should a person, a human being, it's not necessary that Allah, if He puts us on the right path, then we don't do this dua after. Even after that, the threat is present. The threat is ongoing present. Those people are more in danger and hazard that already Allah Ta'ala has demonstrated in the right path. They're traveling on that path. Even they have the hazards en route. And even they should continuously throughout the life always make this dua to Allah. If you have the right path, you're practicing, then other paths will open up. Other invitations. So if we don't have the right path, we're off track, then we have to ask Allah. And if we're on it, we need to stay on it. So the first thing that a person should ask from Allah is one thing, always. Always. The Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha has taught us this. Always ask Allah for one thing. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, show us the straight path. Show us the straight path. Nafs and shaitan, they suppress our real desire. That's why we don't ask Allah. If I ask Allah, how will I be accepted? I'm dirty, impure, sinful. I do wrong things. I'm a bad person. How can I ask Allah with my impure tongue? No, keep on asking. Keep on asking. Keep on asking. Doesn't matter how dirty, sinful you are. Wrong actions. Doesn't matter how impure you are. But definitely he should ask Allah. Allah, give me the right path. Allah, guide me. Allah, show me the right path. Take me to the right path. This statement should continuously come out from that person's mouth. Continually utter this. When this kalima statement comes, Allah's promise is that I definitely will bring that person to the right path. I will. So if a person stops saying this kalima statement from his mouth, then he is going to lose guidance. If a person is already guided, he's on the right path. Or if a person is not on the right path, misguided. Even if a person is a wali Allah, he should not forget this kalima. That's why in every salah, when we pray salah, we have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, this dua. Allah says, don't go into pride and don't become big-headed that you cannot go off track and be deviated. No, you're in danger. Brothers, this is the essence of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. Why? The rest of the Quran is the commentary, translation, detail, explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And Allah Ta'ala said in this surah, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah says further, there are three paths. We're asking Allah for the straight path, but what path could we have gone down? Allah is showing to the three paths. Allah says, if we're not careful, one is the path of those who thou, so one is those who are your favored, but the other people, those who are maghdoob, those who've earned Allah's anger, and those who've gone astray, dalin. So Allah has mentioned this in the Quran. In Surah Al-Fatiha, that which nations did Allah Ta'ala's wrath come down upon? And who are those who went astray? Allah has mentioned in the rest of the Quran. And Allah has also mentioned those who Allah has favored. Sirat al-Ladin, an'amt alayhim, nibbiyin, was-siddiqin, salihin, sadiqin. These are those people who Allah favored, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah. This group of people, great nibbiyin, was-siddiqin, was-shuhada, was-salihin. All the great, great personalities, the prophets, the salihin, the siddiqin. So we make this dua. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That's what we mean. What we're saying, Allah, is that please, Allah, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, please show us the path of those who you favored. And Allah Ta'ala, in the rest of the Quran, it demonstrates in detail who those people are. We want that path, Allah. We want protection, refuge from غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمُ الْدَّالِينَ, those who enter Allah's anger and those who went astray. So Allah says the straight path is that path that when you want to see what is the right path, then what we need to do, if we want to see the witness, we want to see the demonstration, then we want to ask Allah the path of those who Allah favored, the Nabiyeen, was Siddiqeen, was Shuhada, was Saliheen. These are the people who Allah favored. That is the straight path. If you see the signs of those people in others, they're good. But if you see someone who's not doing, if you see portions of or contamination of those who are copying or have got elements of the life of those people who enter Allah's anger, dalin, maghdoob, if you can see the signs of those people, their tariqah, their method in people mixed, then that is not the right path. That's not the path of an'amta alayhim. That's not sirat al-mustaqim. Yes, if you see people with the signs of those who earned Allah's anger, who went astray, no, that's not sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. No, it will be the style of the righteous people, their efforts and their methods and their mannerisms and their ibadat. All their lifestyle, you see, will be according to the path of the righteous predecessors. But if people have mixture, contamination of the people who went astray, who earned Allah's anger, no, Allah says they're deviated people, they're off track. So how will we get this path? From dua. praying, supplication, pleading to Allah. And how? Every time the first dua we need to make to Allah is what? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ وَاللَّهَ تَعَالَى. Allah, please show me the straight path. So when a human being asks Allah for help, assistance, remember this is Allah's help, we need to request. The dua is asking Allah for help. And with regards to dua, Allah said, you ask from me, I'll give to you. Alhamdulillah. So a person should make dua. It's very important. This is the key for us, the key for the success in the hereafter, that we repeat this dua. Allah, show us the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Allah, show us the straight path. Doesn't matter how much we think we are on the straight path, keep on asking. Keep on asking. Allah, show us the straight path. Show us the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Because shaitan and the base desires, nafs, yes, it's very difficult for us to be safe from them. They attack us any time, any day, any direction. So in only one way we can be safe from them, when we ask for Allah's assistance, Allah's help, Allah's guidance. When we ask Allah for help, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, without your power, your permission, we cannot do anything. The power, without your power, without your permission, I cannot achieve, I cannot attain. Subhanallah. So when we ask Allah for help, we make dua, Allah show us the straight path, then the human being will then adopt the straight path, and this surah, alhamdulillah, surah al-fatiha, the greatness of this surah is, that's why I stated that this is the essence, the summary of the whole Quran, due to this dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. This verse is the essence of this surah, subhanAllah, it's the meaning of this surah. So what we need to do? We should realize and learn that the first thing we need to ask from Allah, the dua, what is that dua? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Before all duas, the dua we should make to Allah is Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. It cannot be that even the most deviated and misguided people who is making this dua, nobody, somebody else himself, he has to have the desire, the feeling himself, he's asked himself, even if he's committing sin at the time, doesn't matter, if he keeps on asking. Shaitan says to him, oh, you're a loser, you're a waster, you're drinking alcohol and you're saying to Allah for the straight path, you're doing zina and asking Allah for the straight path. No, you should say no. Doesn't matter, whatever happens, I'm asking Allah for help, even if I'm sinful. I don't have the power, ability that I can leave this sin. I don't have the power that I can leave zina, adultery. I don't have the power that I can leave unlawful actions. I don't have it. Admit it. I'm totally at loss. I'm a loser. Allah says, no problem, I have not put any conditions down. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, that before you ask this dua, you have to do something else. Allah says, have I put any preconditions? No. There are no preconditions. Allah says, just one thing. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Immediately, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. No precondition that before you have to pray salah, you have to be clean and pure, you should be a haji. No, you should be observing parda. No preconditions, Allah says. Whatever way or form, life, you're off tracks, misguided, don't leave this dua, Allah says. Don't worry, don't listen to shaitan. Don't leave this dua. Doesn't matter if you're the worst of sins. Allah's promise in this surah, inshaAllah, Allah says, I will show you the right path, the straight path. But it's so sad for us that we recite this kalama, that we don't say this from our mouths. We don't say it. That's it. Let's pray to Allah. That Allah Ta'ala allows us to continuously recite this dua from our tongues. That Allah show us the straight path. And from this pride ends and stubbornness. And some people think, no, I'm guided. I'm not misguided. I don't need to ask Allah for the straight path. I'm on the right path. How do you know you're on the right path? How do you know? If these statements you see all around us today, all the trickeries in the games are for this reason, that we have stopped making this dua. We stopped asking Allah for this. We have stopped reciting اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Allah shows the way. That's why there are so many sects and cults and groups. Otherwise, if every person had this on his tongue, Allah shows the way path, then Allah would have showed us the path automatically. And you would put us on the straight path, and we would be traveling on that path, on the straight path, and everybody would be going down that straight line. But because of pride, and due to stubbornness and big-headedness, we think we're the best, and he thinks I'm cool, I'm everything, I've learned from the Quran, I've learned from this and that. He has so much pride, he doesn't say from his mouth, Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. I don't know, maybe I'm off track, maybe I'm misguided, I can't believe that I'm the right path. Allah, please, Allah, favor me, give me the straight path, Allah, show me the straight path, maybe I'm on the wrong path. Allah, you are the one who can show me the straight path. You are the one to guide me to the straight path. So in other words, the human being shouldn't be satisfied with himself. He shouldn't trust himself that he is the one and all. No, ask Allah for help. And a person can say, when he stands in the hereafter, he can say, Allah, I asked from you, I pleaded to you, I asked from you all the time and you showed me this path. So how can it be Allah, when a person, how can he say in front of Allah then that Allah, I asked from you, Allah will say, you asked from me and you think I would show you the wrong path? You didn't even ask me. You kept on going down your route and you were doing wrong. You considered that you were the best and you left the path. No, you should continue to ask Allah and plead and beg to Allah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq and ability. This is the first dua we should make to Allah. The first prayer is, oh Allah, show us the straight path. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina wa-salim al-jafi'in wa-salamin tawahu wa ya sayyidina al-habib al-amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Kuma salli ta'ala wa ala al-balayim wa ala al-balayim wa inna kamir majid. وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا كثيرا يا الله توم عليكم وما فرما يا الله توم عليك وما فرما يا الله تو سمسكي بخش فرما يا ميرا مولا تو مام بري كم سے بچا لے اے ميرا مولا اپنا مانگتے ہیں تو سے ماسی کی یا اللہ اپنا مانگتے ہیں تو سے کسل کی سستی کی یا اللہ اپنا مانگتے ہیں مستدی کی میرا مولا اپنا مانگتے ہیں تو سے بخل کی یا میرے مولا تمہیں ہم تمام پتائیں سے دور فرما تمام فتنوں سے بچا لے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں تمام فتنوں سے بچا لے یا اللہ آنکھوں کے فتنے سے بچا سننے کی فتنوں سے بچا زبان کی فتنوں سے بچا یا اللہ دولت کی فتنوں سے بچا یا اللہ تنگ دستی کی فتنوں سے بچا رشتے داروں کی فتنوں سے بچا اولاد کی فتنوں سے بچا میرے مولا یا اللہ تمام فتنوں سے بچا لے میرے مولا یا اللہ تم ہمارے باطنوں کو پاک اور صاف فرما دے یا اللہ یا اللہ تمہاری چھوٹی موٹی ٹوٹی پھوٹی محنتوں کو قبول فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارا ذکر فکر میں رنگ بھر دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارا ذکر فکر میں رنگ بھر دے میرے مولا یا اللہ سے تو قبول فرما یا رحم یا اللہ ہمیں سیدھا راستہ نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں سیدھا راستہ نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ سیدھا راستہ نصیب فرما دے ان لوگوں جن پہ تم نے انعام کیا نبیین ہیں صدیقین ہیں شہداء صالحین ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کے رستے پہ ان کی زندگی کے رستے پہ ہمیں چلا دے میرے مولا ہمیں چلا دے ہماری اولادوں کو چلا دے میرے مولا ہمارے جاننے والوں کو چلا دے یا رحم یا اللہ تم پہ فضل فرما یا اللہ تو ہمیں پاک اور صاف کر دے میرے مولا ایسا پاک صاف کر دے جیسے کہ تو گندے کپڑے کو میرے مولا میل کو چور سے پاک صاف کرتا ہے یا اللہ ہمارے باطن کو مصفہ کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے میں ہمارے گناہوں میں نافرمانی میں یا اللہ مغرب اور مشرق کا فاصلہ کر دے یا کریم یا کریم تو بڑا کرم فرما مزالک اللہ عزیز میرے مولا تیرے کوئی چیز نہیں یا اللہ ہمارے ذکروں میں سکون عطا فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نفیس فرما یا اللہ یہ خاتون نے دکھیا خاتون نے پاکستان سے میرے مولا اپنے جوان اولاد کی صحت کے لیے آپ سے دعا کی ہے بہت سخت بیمار ہے بچہ اس کے لیے بہت پریشانی سے آپ ذات سے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ اس بچے کو صحت کامل عاجل نصیب فرمائے اس بچے کو صحت کامل عاجل نصیب فرمائے یا اللہ اس بچے کو اس کی ماں کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنائے میرے مولا یا اللہ جتنی بھی جن کی اولادیں بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرما جن کی اولادیں میرے مولا نافرمان ہیں ان کو فرما اللہ عاجل نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن کے گھروں کے اندر فتن ہیں لڑائی ہیں جھگڑے میرے مولا ہر سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو گھر لا دین ہے میرے مولا نمازوں سے خالی ہیں یا اللہ دعاؤں سے خالی ہیں تلاوتوں سے خالی ہیں خرافات سے بھرے ہوئے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ان کے پاس ایمان تو ہے نا آخر میرے مولا تیرے حبیب کے میرے مولا امتی تو ہے یا کریم تم پہ کرم فرما ان کے حالاتوں کو بہتر فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ پہ بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ آج کی رات کے تمام فضائل ہمیں نصیب فرما دے آج کی رات پرسکون عطا فرما میرے مولا تمام فتنوں سے حادثات سے لڑائی سے جھگڑے سے میرے مولا ہمیں بچا لے ہمیں پناہ دے میرے مولا تمام شیاطین سے جنوں سے حاسدوں سے سکون کی عبادت والی دعاؤں والی رات ہمیں نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری پوری جماعت کی تو حفاظت فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ جو عورت اور مرد انسان بچے اس سلسلے میں داخل ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کی برکتوں کی بارشیں نازل فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کی منزل تک پہنچا یا کریم جو اخلاص کے ساتھ محبت کے ساتھ اور خدمت کے ساتھ میرے مولا اس سلسلے کو پکڑے ہوئے یا کریم جنہیں پورے اعتقاد کے ساتھ اپنی زندگی اس پر لگا دی میرے مولا یا اللہ تم پہ رحم فرما ان کی اولادوں پہ رحم فرما اور ان کو کامیابی کے ساتھ میرے آخر تک پہنچا یا کریم یا اللہ تم پہ فضل فرما دے رحم فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادات اشادات سلسلے کے جو ہم کرتے میرے مولا وہ قبول فرما لے، اور تمام مشائخ نقشبند کے یا اللہ رحمت اور برکت ہیں ہمیں عطا فرما دے یا کرے۔ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔ سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، سلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔